You are listening to the Frillo Bros Tech Podcast, Sociology 101. Episode 83 of the Frillo Bros Tech Podcast. Today is April 28th, 2013. I am Matthew Dean Frillo, back again, and this is my music-loving brother, James Frillo.
Hey, welcome back. How was the trip?
The trip to Cabo San Lucas, or as the locals called it, Cabo San Loco, was pretty amazing. I have this like weird relationship with Mexico where pretty much every time I go down, no matter why I go down, I always come back with like a new vision for my life and feeling like I've got this like new strategy and just I know what I'm doing, and like for the first time in ever, like I've got life sorted out. And then all of a sudden I like come back to reality, and it's just about a week of me like realizing that, oh yeah, that's right. You can't change most things, which is a little depressing, but at the same time, it's like, you know, it's just getting back into the swing of things is a lot of what happens, and just, you know, and
but it was relaxing overall.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was fantastic. It was one of my top weekends. It's cool.
Cool.
Glad. But at the same time, man, I'm super glad to be doing the podcast. I listened to the podcast last week.
Yeah.
From last week today. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, I did miss that last week. It's like, that's an important part of my weekly routine, getting all my ideas out and stuff. And
so when are we starting up the virtual reality fight club?
Dude, I don't know. Let's start tomorrow. A VR gym is brilliant. I actually thought I heard that and went, that's a great idea. That's like a fantastic idea. Like, I can't tell you how often I see posts on like Reddit and stuff like, this is how I lost 50 pounds playing video games, and it's basically just a TV set up in front of a treadmill. Why don't we do that? And it's like a you know, that's where you start, right? You start with like, you start with a bunch of treadmills with video game consoles are like built into them. So like you can play against people there. You set up a couple of like the cool VR with like your Omni ones. But like, could you imagine this? How cool would this be? You got an Oculus Rift thing on your headset, on your head. You got your like little Omni treadmill, and you're like running through Naples, or you're running through Paris, and like you can see, and you're like going on this track, this VR track of like being able to see the world, or you're just running through Google Street Views. You like just set up your own like little, you set up your route.
It'd be better if it was actually like real footage that you were running to, and it just as it determined where you were running, the video, you know, moved there, like
right.
Google Street View. That would be cool.
Yeah, and so you can like run through different neighborhoods and stuff. Oh man, that would be awesome. Not to mention the fact that you could play Team Fortress against other people, and it'd be like paintball but without the paint and the outdoors. And they'd be paying me instead of the paintball people.
yeah, that'd be cool. Or some sort of like zombie run. Be kind of
exactly. Oh man, like yeah, exactly, a zombie run. You see, they're like, you just start thinking about it, and you're like, you could get into an entire game development industry for this sort of thing, and where you have like, and it'd be like the arcades of the future, where like, you know, in the past you'd have these big old consoles that nobody could afford, but would have a bunch of games that people could play. They'd all come in and put in their quarters, but you'd do it as like a gym membership. I'll bet you could pack that place like crazy.
Yeah, and the cool part would be to figure out how do you make them like team challenge types of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not just, oh, I come and I work out for a half hour and I'm done. It's more like Zumba style, or
yeah, you're doing it
with a class. Yeah,
right, exactly. Oh man, I think I actually,
like, all right, we got Crazy Wayne. This is gonna be a good day.
Right. Honestly, like, my first thought was, like, I don't necessarily know if I'd want to go play video games, but I like running on treadmills. I totally would get an Oculus. Like, if you could buy, like, a headset that would allow me, like, to run through different countrysides and stuff, that'd be so cool. Just on a treadmill, just running, but be able to see the rest of the world, like, while I'm doing it. Oh, mm-hmm. Man, that's great. So this is the sort of stuff that you get to listen to when you listen to the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast. But along with that, we are going to talk about technology in the continuing corporate opera, or the soap opera of corporations, dealings back and forth, the people working for them, their marketing campaigns, and the technology they're developing. But before we get into the heart of the show, James has got a short disclosure that he'd like to throw our way.
Yes, I work for HP, but I do not represent HP or any of HP's opinions.
Y'all danced that line pretty close last week.
Yes. I wanted to cross it a couple of times, and David just would have nothing to do with it. But all that's right. Okay.
Well, it's probably a good thing I wasn't around, because I'm sure I would have let you and baited you as much as possible.
I tried to bait him. But
yeah. Yeah, I know. Okay. I know. That's what I was like, oh, dude, all right. He's, you know, he's... They're sticking to it. All right. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, all right.
That's fun. You know, it's funny, though. The one thing I did notice, I was like, dude, the show intro takes so long. I can't even stand it. But I've realized – I realized this about, like, the radio show that I listen to. Like, they have a really entertaining – I hope it's entertaining because we talk about other things and it, like, changes on a week-to-week basis. But it's just like, can you get into the tech news? But what I realized while listening was it's also, like, at the same time – it's super important to me as a host, and I think it's even important as a listener just to sort of, like, get the motor running, dude. If we were just, like, to jump in and have a super short, like, 30-second intro and we just started in the stories, number one, the first three stories would just be stupid because I'd be like, my head would not be on straight. Right. But even as a listener, I think that there's stuff that goes along with that. But to kind of, like, fast forward through it anyways, if you want to follow us on the website online and get all of our cool information, you can go to furloughbros.com. That's, like, the center of our universe. It's got all sorts of cool clicks and links and icons and pictures and colors and other awesome stuff. So if you want to go and check out any of the cool – I went to the website because you guys were talking about that video with the treadmill. I was like, oh, I got to check out the treadmill. And so I was like, I'm sitting in my car and I start like going to furloughbros.com and I was like, I should probably wait till I get where I'm going before I bring up this video.
Yes, we endorse safe driving habits on this podcast.
It's a great resource. Also there you can find all sorts of information like how to follow us throughout the week. But if you just want to hear it right now, I recommend Twitter. My Twitter handle is at Matthew D. Furlough.
I'm at James Furlough.
Boom. You can subscribe to the podcast through that or see our YouTube videos. We've got two different feeds. One is the entire show, nonstop, back-to-back. That's how I listen to the show. But if you like things a little more bite-sized and broken down, we also offer a very convenient clips show, which is actually the entire show just broken down into its clips, and so it's a little bit easier. You don't have to listen to the whole thing. I recommend you listen to the whole thing because, well, that's awesome. But
and I try to break it up so that you're just like, it is in between topics, but you're like, oh, I want to keep going, and so right. You want the next one.
It's the cliffhanger, man. Like mid sentence, just.
That's what I should do. I should really just break them up in between topics. Yeah, right. So there was this news article. Done.
Yeah. Oh, man, I've got some really exciting news. And then, yeah, the end of the clip.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, I guess not. Stay tuned. Tomorrow, we're done with the whole thing. So speaking of amazing news clips and getting to it, I wanted to start it off with an interesting one I saw on the Gizmodo. It was talking about an issue in Silicon Valley, which is workers not being able to get their work visas. And so you have this situation where you have a bunch of people, foreigners, who are skilled, who are good at software engineering, but literally cannot get a job in the U.S. because they cannot get a work visa. It's a sad, sad state. And there's proposals and bills and stuff trying to fix that. Well, there's a company called Blue Seed that has come up with their own solution to the problem.
Yeah.
They don't need a work visa if they're not in the United States.
That is true. You cannot deny it.
And so they're building a boat.
Really? They're actually building it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Their hope is to have it ready to go by 2014. They are converting a cruise ship into essentially offices and housing so that foreigners can live on the cruise ship, work on the cruise ship. They'll have like fast internet, all that fun stuff. And then they'll be able to take vacation visa breaks to California, to actually touch the dry land and, probably have meetings with their bosses and stuff like that. But officially, they will live on a boat. And I forget how far it is. It's like a couple miles off the coast. You know, just far enough so they're technically not in U.S. waters.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah, they think it'll cost them $27 million to make this boat. And so far, they have $18 million raised. Yeah, and they have like this huge plan for like.
Wait a second. Can we? Okay, we need to pull back just a second. It only costs $27 million to build a office building cruise ship. Because let me tell you.
Yeah.
I have a new life goal.
So there's two.
They're converting an old one, right?
They're talking about, so they showed renderings from a ship a year ago. That was this custom-built vessel. It had two gigantic glass geodomes. They had some green roofs, stuff like that. And it will serve as, they're going to make their testing ground. Yeah, so like their dream ship is actually like $50 million, but... Because they're taking – and they're just going to build a ship. But because what they're going to do is in the short term is retrofit this cruise ship, it will only cost about half, about $27 million to do
it. What the heck? Okay, so this is important to me right now because one of my life goals –
You just have a few million dollars just sitting around.
I just so happened. No,
just
seriously.
So happened.
Oh, yeah. It was a good weekend in Cabo. No, well, we were in Cabo, but there was this like ultra nice yacht, like one of your super yachts, and we kept guessing that this thing was like $200-300 million because that's how much super yachts can go for. But this dude who owns the yacht, he rents it out at a week at a time for $500,000 a week, and that's how he pays the monthly nut on it. And yeah, exactly. So he gets. Like,
I am glad that I know how to have fun for a lot less money.
Well, you see, this is the brilliant part about it, though. He basically gets to rent the yacht for like a month, a year. He just rents the year/travel time. That pays for it all. It doesn't cost him anything to have a yacht, like an ultra-nice yacht, a $300 million yacht, like a month out of the year. And that's where I was like, okay, I need seed money for this thing. But that's a lot of money for an ultra yacht. If I could have a full-blown used cruise ship for that kind of money, what the heck, dude? That's awesome. That's like – that's this is great. Okay, I'm in on this plan. How do I invest? anyway, this is great. Okay, tell me more. I want to know more.
Oh, well, I mean, so far they're trying to raise the money to do it. And it sounds like that'll be the big barrier to make it happen. Plus, if the U.S. does actually kind of change its ruling, then obviously there'll be, in terms of visas, then there'll be a lot less need for one of these things.
Right.
They want to make a boat, which I think is a creative solution.
Well, I know that what was the name of it? Was it the Freedom Ship? The Freedom Ship was a really interesting idea where they wanted to build this ship that was basically a city on the ocean. But to make the their belief was in order to make it financially stable as its own like economy and everything. It would need to be big, like really big, like biggest boat ever built by two times big.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going for that, right? They're going to have a few cafeterias, and it's the businesses who will rent space.
But what I was going to say about that is that has been like kind of on the horizon of an idea of like city boats where you live, work, and you have economic stuff going on there. And that one, the big challenge was it was such a big boat that they had to come up with a new way of building boats that would make it more affordable, because generally boats are all built, everything's custom parts. So they're ludicrously expensive to build because you can't use off the shelf stuff. Whereas with Freedom Ship, their entire idea was we'll build it like you build a tower. We'll use I-beams and, you know, we won't use custom steel. We won't use custom glass. So what I like about this is it looks like a cross section of those. We're going to use custom steel. We're going to use custom glass. That's already been built. And then we're going to use, you know, just off the shelf stuff to retrofit it. And that's probably where you get into that, you know, ridiculous cost savings. And it doesn't need to be like one of your super modern new boats with great fuel efficiency, as it's basically just going to sit off the coast of California and, you know, people are going to troll back and forth. It just has to have working, you know, water and waste disposal. That's cool. I like that idea.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. But yeah, cool, so there, we'll see. I think that would be cool.
Yeah, definitely. I'd go and visit. So this week was a weird week for Nintendo. I say weird because whenever you have like good news that's like directly coupled with bad news, it just seems like weird news. So the weird news is,
and then I'll piggyback on top of that.
The Wii U may not have sold as well as hoped, but it definitely was outsold hardcore by the Wii. It's the Sony problem. So Sony back in the day when they first launched the PlayStation 3, everybody was like, "Oh, cool! It's the PlayStation 3. It's the cool new generation system," and continued to be outsold by the PlayStation 2 for like. It was ridiculous. It was like 2 years. until the PlayStation 3 finally passed the threshold of outselling the PS2. You know, a lot of that has to do with it's just a legacy system, and there's more games out there and more users, and it's cheaper. You know, there's a huge cost saving. The quote that I got was, "A cheaper system with more games outsold the other." Yeah, color me shocked. I don't know. One of those interesting – that's just sort of where Nintendo is. That's, you know, and what's weird for Nintendo is that usually when they launch a new system, it very quickly crushes whatever came before. You know, even with the GameCube, which was rather disappointing on a whole, it did – you know, by the time it came out, it blew the N64 out of the water. So this is interesting. I'm sure Nintendo is not very comfortable with it just because it's a new place for them to be. I don't think it's a bad sign for the systems, but weird. I didn't go.
Yeah, Nintendo's in a weird spot, and it sounds like, you know, it has to do with not having any blockbuster titles.
Yeah.
Available. So you're like, you know, you go with the tried and true, the one that, you know, has the good games, I guess. Man, that is a tough space for them to be in.
Especially because they're a hardware company as much as they're a software company. They're not like Sony and Microsoft sell their systems at a loss, not as big as they used to, but you know, they make all their money back on software. Whereas Nintendo, they've long stood that they can't afford to just make up the money on software. They need to make money on both. So to kind of be at a place where, you know, maybe they don't care. I don't know. Maybe they're just like, "Oh yeah, we're making tons of money still, baby. Oh yeah." Unfortunately, the article doesn't really get into it, but you know, it'll be interesting to see how it goes over the next year and a half, kind of with you know, the performance of the Wii U, because I don't think it's performing as well as they want it to, but if you're selling a bunch of systems for a profit, you're selling a bunch of systems for a profit. Like, why do you care?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, true. And then coupled with that, they announced that they're skipping the big E3 press conference this year.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so they are instead, they're going to have a couple like smaller, more focused conferences. Like they'll have one for reporters and they'll have one for developers, but it's not going to be the big show. Like what they've done like every single year since 1995 and like the other two guys are going to do. And there's a bunch of speculation around why that's the case. Number one, they aren't doing any new hardware stuff. It is all just software related. And with those types of big conference, keynote type speech of things, you know, the expectation is we want to see hardware. And especially when the other two are going to be revealing hardware and talking about consoles and stuff like that. It's a weird choice for them. You get that sense where it's like, you remember when we played football and we would play a team and we would just be walking in the fourth quarter and we'd be up like 49-0 and you're like, It's game over. And you could just tell that the other team stopped playing.
Yeah.
And they were just kind of like, yeah, you're better than us, but
we're going to play with dignity. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, and the referees, they no longer stop the clock. And it's like, and the fourth quarter is exactly 15 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
One of those games. You kind of get the sense that that's what Nintendo's doing here. They're just like, yeah, so we lost, and we lost hard, and so we're not going to waste any more money. We're not going to hurt any of our star players. so we're just going to take them all out, and we're going to do something different. We're going to try an experiment because, well, we're not going to win. And so we can afford to either A, save some money, B, try something different, and see how well it works.
And say it does seem like it's a bit of a, you know, it's a page right out of Apple's book, you know, in that, you know, well, not right out of it, but it's, you know, the idea of ignoring the big conference, and I don't know, I've
so they're still going to be there. They're just doing private, smaller events,
right. I don't know. Hopefully that works for them, because honestly, like the last 2 years for Nintendo have not been pretty because. The first year, like 2 years ago, they announced the Wii U, but they didn't really like give anything, and people were all like, "Nah," about that. And then the year after, they actually like did the full debut, and people were disappointed because it was just what they had announced the year before. So it's like, what are they going to talk about this year?
Oh, well, and they did that thing where they told everybody, "Here's what we're going to do, just so you know," and then they took forever to launch it. And then that time, both Microsoft and Sony had responses, so that when they did actually launch it, everyone had something else to compare it to.
Right.
Like, okay. Cool. Big deal. You know, they didn't move fast enough and they didn't have a compelling enough story that they had to talk about something that hadn't happened yet. And the other guys just took total advantage of that. I mean, they are struggling right now. And Microsoft and Sony are just eating them alive. You know, they took a bet with the motion control, and it did work really well short term. And I think people have, you know, they've come to expect more and to move on. And, you know, unfortunately, Nintendo wasn't quite there to meet that that speed.
Right. Well, and not to mention the fact that I think that there is definitely a gaming issue that. You know, they have some intellectual property that sells very well every time, but it's the same intellectual property that it's always been. Whereas, you know, Microsoft and PlayStation or in Sony, you know, keep coming up with new intellectual property and new games, and they keep expanding what this quote unquote system's capable of doing. You know, and Nintendo's not. They've not come out with really great new games, in quite a while.
That's because they have like one brainchild behind them all.
Yeah, right. And he keeps coming up with new iterations of these great ideas. You know, and they're fun. They're good games. I don't have any complaints, but they're just not, you know, yeah. Until you start, you know, expanding the platform again. You know.
Yeah, I think you're right. And Nintendo needs to do two things very fast. They need to, A, expand their in-house development.
Yeah.
And, you know, be willing to try out different types of games and, you know, and create more core games. And then B, they need to expand their platform. I think, you know, they do have these games and these brands that are so beloved that if they open it up to the mobile phone industry, I think they would just go crazy. I don't know what EA's numbers are, and obviously they're struggling because they just laid off a bunch more people. So
yeah, but they're like a horrible, mean company to their customers.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true. Dude, speaking of which, I cannot log in to play SimCity.
Really?
It's annoying, and I have read forum after forum after forum that something happens, and you just get locked out of your city, and it's done. And
really?
You can't talk to EA about it. There's no fix. I even waited for their 2.0 update. It's not fixed. I literally cannot build on my city. It's
no
done.
No way.
And so we got. I got that close to building the Rocket Space Center.
Yeah.
Can't finish it. I can't even log into the other city that's in that area to try to finish it up. Just won't. I'm done. Now, it just so happens. My life got pretty busy where I haven't had a ton of time to play anyways, but
yeah.
You know, so I'm kind of like, well, let me finish moving and do all this other stuff, and then I would like to play some more, and they're going to come out with the Mac version, and and I might get lucky, and that'll fix something. But there's something about the server issue, man. It locks you out of your city, and
well,
it kills me.
Yeah, now aren't we all glad that they? I don't know. That's frustrating. That's deeply frustrating.
So I know what you mean when you say that EA is mean to their customers. I'm just like, just solve this problem, guys. Why can I not play? And it'll do the loading thing, and then it'll just tell me, error, done. And it'll take me back to the home screen. And then you're like, no, I really want to play. Click it again. Then it's just stuck in a frozen loop. And I've literally walked away for hours, and nothing happens. And then you just force shut down or force quit and cry.
Nice job, EA. That's
for
great.
What it sounds like, I might be able to start up another city within the region.
You can't work on that great work.
I know, which I was literally to the point where the people were working on it. It was building, and it was just a matter of time for it to finish.
How good do you think my bandwidth is right now? Pretty good? You willing to try it?
No.
Okay.
But
yeah, that's
because my thought was, and that was just a matter of time. And so I was going to switch over to the second city to start building that and doing, all the stuff. And nope, that was what started the whole issue. And then when I wanted to go back, it wouldn't let me, and it literally locked me out of both cities, and I get errors at the wazoo. Yeah, it's just...
Nice job, EA. Golf clap all around. That's great.
Yeah.
See, this is the thing, this is why you hate seeing this happen in Nintendo, because they're like a good customer, a good company, good customers, and they can't sell worth beans. Can we talk about something else? I'm angry.
yeah, we can.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so there's that. Come on, Nintendo, figure it out. Get on the iOS so that I can enjoy Mario on the go.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to buy a 3DS.
Exactly. I want a 3DS still. That's because I really like 3D.
So
I want an Oculus Rift too.